Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Nothing tastes as good as a cup of the hanging tea. You are listening to the podcast, Tea and Talk, presented to inform, educate, inspire, and encourage meaningful conversations on Bahamian arts and culture. My name is Robert Bain, dancer, teacher, choreographer, and someone who believes in the preservation of all things Bahamian. I am sitting down with persons of like mind to discuss the Bahamian perspective on the arts and the Bahamian way. Now, let's welcome our guest. Okay, welcome to Tea and Talk. This is Robert Bain, and today is Friday, the 28th of April, 2023. Man, April just came and left. I just can't believe it. Just came and left. It's a beautiful day here in the Bahamas, and this podcast is coming from Nassau, Bahamas. And the music in the beginning, let's give some credit where credit is due. That it's a gentleman by the name of Jason Ferguson who produced that wonderful music, and who said, "Okay, dude, you can use my music." And I'm quite happy to use the music. It's a good fusion of Junkanoo and some other things that he's doing with it. So I'm always into stuff like that. All right. So, but you all know what this is all about, right? Let's get it straight. You know, this platform, Tea and Talk, is designed for the artists. You know, we don't get an opportunity to express ourselves by ourselves. So this platform was created just so that we could talk and just have our own kind of conversation. And the time is really ours. So that's what Tea and Talk is all about. And I would like to also, before we get started, like to just share some information with you. Number one being the Shirley Hall Bass Dance Forum, which happens on July 27th and 30th here in Nassau, Bahamas, at the University of the Bahamas. Yeah, it's a forum that that's been in the making, I guess, from before the pandemic. And over the years, it's been virtual, but now they're actually doing the in-person forum. And it's the parent head of the Shirley Hall Bass Forum is the Shirley Hall Bass Project, where they deal with disseminating information about education and other aspects of the arts. So they have a pack thing happening. I'm going to have Chris Carroll come back on the podcast and talk about it a little bit more. And then this evening, Georgia School of Dance, if you're traveling down to Grand Bahama, tonight is their first night, actually, the 28th of April. They're doing an original production called A Bahamian Tale. It's at the Regency Theater in Freeport, Grand Bahama. And the showing of that is April 28th and 29th at 8 p.m. And then there's, again, the other showing is April 30th at 4 p.m. And tickets are $35. So you can't beat that, man. You got to support the arts. The arts has, it's an important it's an important thing. Can you imagine life without the arts? That's not important. And today, well, let's go on. Today I'm having tea. I don't know what my guest is having, but I'm having some fever grass, right? And they say that fever grass is really, it's an amazing thing. It kind of reduces fever and alleviate coughs and cold symptoms and stuff like that. It's in traditional Chinese medicine, lemongrass, we call it fever grass in the Bahamas, warms the interior and expels cold. You know, those Chinese, they got a grasp on these things, on some of this medicine. All right, so fever grass is good, and it grows wild here in the Bahamas. So today, I have a guests on, very special guests. You know, all of our guests are special. And this person is in the name of Patrick Johnson. Now, I've known Patrick for almost 40 years, would you believe? I met him a couple of years ago as a student at the A.F. Adley Senior High School. That's when A.F. Adley used to be a senior high school. He was a student. And so we went from a student to being friends over the years. And Patrick has had a stellar career studying in America. There was some point we shipped his butt out to New York. And he went, he studied at a couple of schools, but he'll tell you about those schools. But the one that it's that's outstanding, most outstanding, is that he was a student and a principal at the Dance Theater of Harlem in New York City. And Patrick Johnson, I want to invite you to chime in here, bro. Welcome to Tea and Talk.
Good morning. Robert, man, it's so good to see you. And good morning, the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. And, you know, I think this platform you created is something that is going to shed some good light on the future of the performing arts in the Bahamas, and arts and culture, I should say, in the Bahamas. So thank you for the opportunity to throw in my two cents, if you will.
Well, you have the opportunity to throw as much pennies as you want. yeah. So yeah, Patrick is for those listening. Patrick is actually from Yellow Elder. Eh? That's where he grew up. Part of that, and like I said, he went to A.F. Adley. But I remember Patrick as a young man, very keen and very enthusiastic, and he just knew what he wanted from day one, and he pursued that. And the proof is in the pudding. And Patrick lives. Patrick, tell us where you live right now.
Currently, I am living in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
I live and work here. I do consulting for some of the local school districts, connecting dance to the state standard curricula, as well as a flight school that I run.
Oh, wow. Okay.
How to fly.
Oh, we're going to get
and adults.
We're going to get to that in a second. But Patrick, this year, 2023, is the 50th year of Bahamian independence. And I always ask my guests, as I'm just take use of this time, you know, to get an opinion and to get somebody's insight. And so now I'm seeking your insight. So 50 years as an independent nation, as a Bahamian, how far you think we have come as a country and as towards the performing arts? Would you think, give an opinion in that regard, how far we have come with regard to the arts and possibly as a country?
I think the Bahamas thus far, we've done well. We've done well with the performing arts. Don't get me wrong, there's tons more work to be done. It's just that I think Bahamians since independence have gone, you know, because we are proud people. Let's start there. We are very proud people. And we're smart and we're creative. But at the same time, I think we get sidetracked. Being independent is very important to us. And I think our culture, which is an integral part of our independence, needs to be heightened more. It needs to be cultivated more. And the performing arts is a great way to do that, as well as the visual, you know, arts as well, not just performing. I should say arts in general.
Arts in general.
But I'm a performing artist, so that's my default, to say performing arts.
Right.
But as far as what I do as an artist, I really think the Bahamas we need more people doing the type of things that I'm doing, say here in Michigan. because the Bahamas is ready for the picking as far as explosiveness when it comes to really getting down to the nitty gritty and growing from the foundation that's been laid over the years by people like yourself and those who came before you. I think right now we're in a place where we're just kind of hovering, and where, you know, sometimes Bahamians gets complacent, they're happy with where we are, but I see possibilities, and maybe it's because of where I am and the things that I've seen, but I see the Bahamas possibly being a mecca for dance. First of all, we have sun, sand, and sea. What a beautiful place to visit for, say, a dance conference. What a beautiful place to visit for a music conference or visual arts conference. Have artists from around the world come to the Bahamas to show what they do and to share in what they do. So I think if we have more of that, inviting people in to do these things, it's not only good for the artists, but it's also good for business. Mm-hmm. You know, tourism is big in the Bahamas, and why not make this a thing where we're able to. All too often, and this is around the world, everybody kind of separate the arts from, say tourism. I have to talk tourism because it's, you know, it's big in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, in all my travels and seeing the way things are done, everywhere I go, as a tourist, if you will, mm-hmm. I look for things, you know, I look for the art. So if I'm doing that, imagine all the other millions of people who are doing that.
Right.
So someone coming to the Bahamas, wouldn't it be nice to already know all of the things that are available to you there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not sure what that's like right now. You know, if someone can just Google performing arts in the Bahamas and all this great stuff is going to pop up, or visual arts in the Bahamas and all this wonderful thing is going to pop up. I don't know what that looks like.
Oh.
I highly doubt if you'd get much if you were to do some Google search like that. But it should be like that. You know, what's happening in the Bahamas? I am a ballroom dancer. What's happening in the Bahamas for ballroom? You know, mm-hmm. I'm a ballet dancer. What's happening in the Bahamas for ballet, seeing that I'm going to be visiting in the next couple of months or so?
Mm-hmm.
So I think using performing arts not only heighten our standing in the world,
mm-hmm.
but going back to what I said earlier, it's also good for business.
Oh, yeah.
And two, it's about time that artists are paid too. So hey, if you're able to live while doing your art, I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And why not?
Well, you know, Patrick, I've heard some people say that the sun, sand, and sea thing has just played out. You know, because there are other countries around the world with sun, sand, and sea. You know, there are countries in the Caribbean have equally beautiful beaches and other things. That's played out. And, well, for a long time, you know, banking has been a thing in the Bahamas. And I'm sure there's some catch to that. That is, I don't think it's the way it used to be. So why not invest in the arts? And you're correct. One of my guests mentioned the fact that, you know, we need to create, archive. We need to start archiving, like these podcasts. Mm-hmm. They're now becoming an archive because now persons can actually pull up the podcast and do some research or find some research material, because you're getting people who are actually giving factual information. Some people have lived. Right. Some people have lived some of this stuff that we are talking about. Like we had Mr. Duke Strawn some time ago, who talked about entertainment back in the Bahamas back in the day, and he gave this. I mean, I sat there visualizing everything that he said, and I couldn't believe that we were actually there in terms of entertainment and stuff like that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, and then again, you said something else. Somebody else, a couple of weeks ago, I had a group of persons here that came in because they Googled dance in the Bahamas, and they came up with Dance Bahamas. And so I had to I made arrangement for them to come in, and so I was able to teach them, and so they got some aspect of the Bahamas. And I think, and like you said, we need to do more of that. The arts can provide more of that. I know Nicolette and Philip Burrows, Nicolette Bethel and Philip Burrows, they're doing, they have the Shakespeare in Paradise thing. That's amazing. I would like to have them come on podcast and talk about that at some time as well. But they're doing an amazing thing. And it's only like what's happening is really isolated. You know what I mean? It's just, things are isolated. Yeah. But it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It needs to be more, it needs to have more of an impact, and people need to understand that the arts, the culture ties in with tourism, because you say people want to know exactly what we are doing in the Bahamas.
Yeah, you know? When you go to a country, sun, sand, and sea, I agree, that has been played out, but sun, sand, sea, culture, history has not.
Right.
And if, trust me, I know here, In America, lots of friends, they travel around the world. And every time, including myself, whenever I went to a new place, I wanted to find out more about what's happening there. Mm-hmm. So, people come for sun, sand, and sea, and that part is played out. Yeah, but if you give those people options, trust me, that's a whole new avenue.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a whole new avenue. That you're opening up to tourists, and if you're doing something that no one else is doing, guess what? You're going to increase that. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of business 101. So just looking at it, that's just adding another line item on the income side.
Well, absolutely.
And we're talking Bahamian prosperity here. You know, so why not use not just the sun and the sand and the sea, use our culture. It's rich. Why not have a class, for people Googling, say, hey, learn our cultural dances, learn junkanoo, rake and scrape music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much fun things, the quadrille. There's so much fun, a lot of fun things that I know Americans here, if they knew about it, they would jump on board.
Yeah, boy.
And that's all anecdotal, but at the same time, they know people, and they know people, and they know people. People are interested. When they go somewhere, they're interested in learning about where they are. Because nowadays, you're right, that whole sun, sand, sea thing, if you look at any research right now, travel research, it's about the experience.
About the experience.
It's all experience. Mm-hmm. People come for an experience now. So sun, sand, and sea, that's everybody can do that. But what about the experience?
Yeah. It's amazing. And Patrick, it is so much. I believe that Bahamians are the most talented and
we are.
Persons in I will say in Bahamian dialect in the whole entire world, right? We like to make it big, right? Right? I mean, right there. That's cultural, that's cultural, the way we say things, But Patrick, how do you think we could possibly sensitize persons who can assist the process? Because I think I don't want people to think that I bash politicians, but, they are the ones responsible for running this country. You know what I mean? They are the one responsible for steering the country, coming up with initiative or listening to the needs of the country, right? Seeing the long term as well as the short term possibilities of who we are and what we could become. I think a lot of things are done in this country for naught. I mean, look at the aragonite. I mean, that is a thing that, mm-hmm. you know, that's way beyond my pay grade here. But mm-hmm. we have the ability. There's so much possibility. But how do we? What are some of the things that we possibly can do to sensitize the mechanism, the people that responsible for steering and getting them to understand, man. That this is also important to the development of this country and the sustaining our economy.
Well, it starts with really good leadership on all levels. But real quick on the aragonite, my thing is, whatever you do, whoever you bring in to mine it, make sure they're not Chinese. Make sure you bring in American firms to do it. Why? Simply, they do it cleaner. You know, they're not going to destroy the environment, whereas the Chinese will destroy the environment. Mm-hmm. So that's a fact.
Okay.
You can look around the world with what they're doing.
Okay.
Anyway, that's enough of the Chinese politics. So back to, you know, when it comes to Bahamians, though, I think Bahamians, I would be interested in finding out more about the private sector, simply because the government, you have politicians who come in. They're there for their term. Some of them want a second term. They'd make promises. How many promises have we seen? Mm-hmm. And they don't live up to them. Mm-hmm. So I say take the bull by the horn. Look for those corporations, those hotels, those people that are interested in investing in doing something with the performing arts and helping artists move forward in building something that would be substantial in the Bahamas. Because left to the government, they ain't gonna do it.
I know.
They're not gonna do it.
I know.
So unfortunately, the private sector has to be the one to do a lot of the initiation. The government will fall in line when they see something positive happen, because guess what? Politicians, they want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. So that's how you pull the politicians along, but something has to be there first. I truly believe you build it, they will come, mm-hmm. you know, but you have to start somewhere. Your question is how do we get that moving in a way where it's going to be sustainable, substantial? I say the private sector. And we're talking about those people that really, truly feel, you know, because you have some foreigners out there that really truly feel that the Bahamas is special and they want to invest in it. So have them invest in the arts.
Well, you know, Patrick, I don't want to cut you off there, but you know, I think that the artists in the country need to get above their lazy ass. Okay, yes, I did say ass on this podcast. Because,
well, yeah, it takes. I agree.
Yeah, because we need to. I think the issue is that, you know, somebody told me a story. They use an analogy of a frog, mm-hmm. and they said that, you know, a frog is designed to do. I mean, just look at the makeup of that frog, the structure of that frog's legs, and how that frog is designed, and they can jump mm-hmm. from one place to the next right. place. All right. That's how amazing that they can jump. Right. But you take that frog mm-hmm. and you put them in a container, a jar container, and you screw the top on. Even though that frog have that ability to leap as far as he can, that frog continues to hit the top of that thing. And mm-hmm. after doing that mm-hmm. a few times, that frog is going to stop doing that. And mm-hmm. so what happens with that frog, and see, and this is all a part of social conditioning, okay? Here we go mm-hmm. with this, all right? So this frog is going to continue to jump, but instead of using their full potential now, their ability, their God-given potential that they have, they're going to keep jumping. They will only jump as far as, because they don't want to hit their head. They don't want to do the work. They don't right. want to work hard right. anymore, right? Because yeah. right? right. because they're being pressed down a little bit. So mm-hmm. then now you can take the top off of that cap. And that frog would only jump as far as that. And I think the yeah, artists in this yeah, country yeah. have. I think most of them. I mean, I let me say sorry, but they have hit their head too many times, and so they right. don't say much. They complain a lot, but they say very little. But we have to, for the persons to hear us, We have to open our mouths. We have to make it known that these things are needed to help. We are equally responsible for the development of this country than anybody else.
Yes.
All right?
Oh, yes.
The politicians and everybody else. So we need to believe that we could jump higher than that little thing that that our society have placed on us. We can jump higher than that, but we have to get off our behinds and do stuff like you say. People are only going to move when they see you doing something. A good example of that again is Rex Nettleford. I always bring up Professor Rex Nettleford, God rest his soul, who did research in the mountains of Jamaica. And when he came out of the mountains after he did the research with university students, he gave the credit to the government. They saw what was going on. They saw the validity in what he had done. They saw how important it was, and so they supported. He got their attention. So we need to do the same thing. We need to stop being that frog.
Agreed.
Because we could complain as much as we want. All we can get is sick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, that's why I say, you know, that's why the private sector is so important, because I know that there are those people out there, you know, you bring the right proposal and lay it all out, that they will help fund it, whatever funding that's needed, or they will have other types of resources to make things happen, simply because, you know, the government is not, you know, I wouldn't put my eggs in that basket.
Oh no!
You know what I'm
absolutely
saying?
Not.
I would not put my eggs in that basket because I've seen it. I mean, I've seen it over the years. It's the same over and over and over again, and nothing ever gets done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like no matter who's in office. So if that's how they're going to act, then understand that. Stop, like you said, stop hitting your head against the top of the jar. You know, and try another approach.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know,
it can happen.
Even doing performances, a slow start doing performances at hotels, you know, doing classes at hotels, get your foot in the door, you know what I mean? I don't know if anybody is doing this, but as simple as doing a quadrille class or a junkanoo class, you know, for a family, make it family friendly, where the kids can come. They learn about the culture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You want that. So when they go back to wherever they came from, they can share that with their friends. They can share it on Facebook. They can share it on all social media platforms. That's huge, especially nowadays. That's huge, and that's what you want. And so you have to market yourself. You know, if you're not doing marketing, then especially in today's age, because it's so easy to do, and if you have, you know, the tourists there, they're this captive audience. They want to do stuff.
Yeah.
So you bring culture to them, and that's how you start to grow. And that's not hard to that's one simple thing that will reap big benefits in the long run.
Well, you know,
just
Patrick,
getting something like that started.
You know, some countries, and I as a matter of fact, I saw a document I downloaded at some time because I wanted to really look into it a little bit more and probably at some point do a podcast on that, where there are some countries around the world, and I mentioned this some time ago, what they did. They actually woke up one morning. Somebody got up one morning. I don't know what dream they had, but they got up one morning and realized how important cultural development was. And they actually pulled back. When I say pull, I'm using that just to state my point. But they decided to focus on cultural development in their country. And by doing that, they were able to they realized that it added more to their economy. All these beautiful artists and people who have this gift, you pull them together and create jobs and allow them to really listen. The artists are the best ones to sell your country. The artists and artisans and everybody else, they're the best ones to sell your country.
Yeah.
They spend, somebody said to me that they spend all this money sometimes for naught, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much does it benefit us? Nothing at all, not much at all, right? So they need to, you need to make sure that these people, I mean, Jesus, I mean, a Bahamian could take a coconut shell and create something amazing out of it. A behemoth can take a damn piece of stone and create something out of it that you would think that it's probably some ivory or something like that. Talent galore, as we say. All right. Behemoths are good musicians. They are. You have great dancers. You have choreographers. You have people who write wonderfully, who does wonderful writings and stuff like that. People want to read about us. They want to. They want stories of us. They want to hear about our folk tales and our dancers and our food and how we live and how we deal with each other. They want to come and see our funerals and how we do the wake and how we do all these things, you know.
In a word, in a phrase, I should say, the Bahamian experience.
The Bahamian experience. Join me for a continuation of my discussion with Patrick Johnson. You're listening to Tea and Talk. You're listening to the podcast Tea and Talk. The views and opinion expressed in this podcast are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entity or organizations.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.